Corey Sebastian is here, alder for the 15th district, and I made you a congresswoman a little while ago.
Not yet.
Okay, move a little closer. We're a quarter mile of that microphone.
All right, not yet.
Let's start off with a little question that maybe you know, maybe you don't know. All right?
Yes, sir.
There was a failed constitutional amendment back in 1916. You being in government, you might know this. A failed constitutional amendment in 1916 would have given Americans a vote on whether or not to go to war. It failed. Do you know why it failed?
No, sir.
Okay. The people who voted yes were required to enlist.
Okay.
And so it failed.
All right. Well, that is a good piece of little facts for the morning.
Now, we're not doing anything like that in Racine, hopefully. Okay. I ask everybody who's either an alder or running for office, and I ask them the same question I may have asked you last time you were in here. Why do you want to do this? I mean, I don't know what the upside is. I wouldn't want to be at a restaurant, even the restaurant you own, Sebastian's restaurant. Somebody walking up to you, you're enjoying a nice dinner, enjoying the wine and the food. Somebody says, hey, they're making too much noise in the street. The cars are running too fast. What are you going to do about it? I mean, no matter where you are, someone's going to call up and complain to you about it. Why would you want to deal with that?
Well, that's why I don't go places. But but at the end of the day, why I do it, serving people is my love language. It has been my entire life. That's how I was brought up, being in the hospitality industry and then with being in the nonprofit sector. I love helping others. Maybe I'm a crazy person, which I think I am, but I just love doing everything I can for other people. I don't know. I just really enjoy it. And it's self-fulfilling. Like, it feels good at the end of the day to be able to make a difference in people's lives.
Well, that's good. Okay, so how long have you been an alder in the 15th district?
So I started in October of 2022. So that was a unique situation where there was a vacancy in my district.
Okay.
Like, sort of exactly what's coming up with District 2 with that vacancy. So the same process.
No, is that Molly Jones?
Correct.
District 2? Yeah, that was a sad
Love
story.
Love Molly.
Yeah, she was in here when she was very nervous about coming in. And I assured her, I said, it's just going to be a conversation. I could see she didn't want to do it. By the end, she said, oh, this was fine. When can I come back?
Right.
And unfortunately, she passed away recently. That was sad.
Absolutely.
Okay. So you're an alder. There are more things to do. What do you want to do with the city? You have one vote amongst many in the council. So what do you want to do?
One of the things that I've said and I'll continue to say is I can't fix or alter or change the entire city. What I can do is the best I can do by my constituents. I can take care of our neighborhood. I can take care of their needs and then also have my one vote try to my best to represent them when it comes to council as a whole. At the end of the day, looking at the bigger picture, I would like to possibly reunite this city and help be a part of the healing process. And there's a lot of animosity, and there has been, and I would like to be a part of the change for good.
What kind of animosity?
Well, I mean, I think it's no secret that there's been challenges between council members with the mayor, with directors, with constituents. I feel as though things are pretty divided-ish across the board. And we're all better together, and I want to get back to that space.
Possible to do it?
Absolutely.
What do I've been around for a couple of years. I've never seen the whole country more divided than now. I mean, this is something I've never seen before. I take that back. During the Vietnam War, we were very divided in this country when Richard Nixon was president.
Mm-hmm.
Very divided. And we know how that ended. That didn't end well.
Mm-hmm.
So what can you add to it to bring back peace and harmony?
I believe so. I was at the League of Municipalities conference a couple years ago, and there was an author that wrote a book that said that was called I Never Thought About It That Way. And that really resonated with me. It's sitting back and listening to another person and be like, oh, there are good parts of what everyone is trying to do because everyone's passion is the same, right? We're all in this for the people, for the city. So let's continue on that. Let's keep reminding each other why we are doing this. It's not for ourselves. It's for those we live around.
So give us, before we take a quick break here, I want to, which are boundaries of the 15th district we're talking about? Because a lot of people don't know what district they're in.
So the 15th is the furthest north of Racine. So I would say it goes as far north as 3 Mile, but actually there's a little patch past 3 Mile behind Payne and Dolan there that's still part of the district, and then goes as far south as North Street. But and then it goes, it's a really odd district. And then we go as far west of some parts of Douglas, but not all of. And then we go as far as east from some parts of Erie to not. It's a very interesting, if people could see my hand motions right now, I'm drawing it out with my hand.
I hear that you wanted to build a wall between Racine and Caledonia and have Caledonia pay for it? Was that true?
Absolutely not, because everyone knows I do love Caledonia as well.
Okay, we want to know if that was you who said that. I guess I was wrong. Corey Sebastian is here. She's your 15th district alder, and she's running for office again. She's going to want your vote. We'll talk more with Corey coming up in just a moment here at WRJN. Corey is here, Corey Sebastian, and she is our 15th district alder. I feel better now saying alder. I would say alderman all the time, and it bothered me because if I was there and somebody said, well, we're using alderwoman for you, Don, and I wouldn't like it. So I'll use alder. Is that?
I prefer alderman.
Oh, do you really?
I do. There was somebody who is may or may not be in importance these days told me years ago that I should say alderman because it doesn't sound lazy. So I have been going with alderman.
Alderman Corey Sebastian is here from the 15th district running again. The election is April 1st. That's a tough day to have an election on April Fool's Day, isn't it? You know, say, well, Corey, you lost. I'm sorry. April Fools. I mean, people do.
I actually have a pretty good April Fool's story for you.
Okay.
So several years ago, maybe 10 years ago, I was in, I think it was 10 years ago. I was actually out of town with Ruby and Violet. Hi, ladies. And I get a call from the police department at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, why is the Caledonia Police Department calling me at 4 o'clock in the morning? Someone had driven through our restaurant into the bathrooms, crashed through the whole thing. So as I'm texting everyone the next day and putting it out that we're closed the whole thing, I was like, is this an April Fool's joke? I was like, no, absolutely not. This did happen.
Did it happen?
Yes, it
oh,
did.
Wow.
It happened and it was not fun. But oh, luckily wow. Everyone was safe. But yes, everyone
you
thought
you see
it
those
was
videos of people crashing into places.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it was wild. So it was not an April Fool's joke, but I did get the weekend off. So
okay, we got a couple of referenda. Is referendi, referendums, referendi, referendi.
Referendums. I like referendi, though.
Okay,
I like that one.
Referendi coming up. And one is for the fire department, one's for the school.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you talk about them? Give us your opinion.
Yes, absolutely. So I would like to start with the fire department referendum. At the end of the day, and I'll put these two together. At the end of the day, as we're looking at what the cost would be to the taxpayer, yes, it's $30 per $100,000 for household, roughly for fire each-ish. And at the end of the day, we want taxes to get lowered, right? But they're really, that's just not going to happen. Things are going to cost more as we move forward in life. And we have to think about what do we want to spend our funds on? Well, I think children, schools, fire and safety are pretty good investment as far as what we want to spend our money on. And, you know, I'd like to say that the city had this money tree, right, so that we could support it, or RUSD and the county, so everyone could support it and we wouldn't have to go this way. But again, that's not the way the world works. So the fire department, my father was a Milwaukee firefighter. It's near and dear to my heart. I believe that the fire department should have every single thing that they possibly can. They are risking their lives every day. And it's true. I mean, the stories that I've heard, and being able to be equipped and have enough staff to be able to take care of the citizens of Racine, that's a no-brainer to me. And regarding the RUSD referendum, if you look over, you know, so, you know, it's 190 over 5 years. And then as it gets dispersed out over those 5 years, obviously it increases. And that's for operations. I lived with a teacher in Milwaukee. We both worked two jobs. And I remember what she did for her students and what she personally contributed from her own. We both worked two jobs at that time, from her own personal money, so that these kids could have simple things, simple needs. And she didn't care that much about herself. She cared about her students. And I believe that the teachers, I believe the majority of teachers are that way. It's the least we can do. They are taking care of our youth. They truly are. You know, we hand them off. It's up to them, you know, and we want to make sure they got what they need. And there's enough of them, enough money for operations so that our students can thrive. But I mean, the youth, that's our next generation. We need them to thrive. And hopefully they're not going to live off their screens forever. But cross our fingers. I don't think we'll win on that one.
My father's sister was a teacher in the New York schools. And one day I saw her when she brought her briefcase home. And she was doing some work, and she had a teacher's edition of a book that we were using in our class. Mm-hmm. And I said, can I see that? She says, you can have that. I had the teacher's edition of the book. And of course, I couldn't keep my mouth shut. And I told everybody in the class, I was like in third grade, and I told everybody in the classroom, the teacher said, can I see that book? And she took it. I just kept my big mouth shut.
What did we learn, Don? What did we learn?
When you're in third grade, you want to tell everybody, I got the teacher's edition. Let's talk about one other topic here before we go. And it's about dogs. You're a doggy person.
Yeah, so I wanted to bring some joy to people's mornings. Everyone loves a good dog story. But the one that I wanted to bring up is Hope Safe House. I've donated, I've volunteered, we've done our best to contribute to them as best as we can. And that's where we got my latest brother, Charlie. So he's been a pleasure. What made me think of it yesterday, it was 41 degrees, but it was sunny and there was no wind. We went on a walk without a coat and it was just so wonderful. And it was so great that he's in our lives. And without their help and Katie's canine, and Wolfdorf Astoria, we wouldn't have the opportunity to have this lovely, boisterous, beautiful man in our lives. You can look at my Facebook page. There's a lot of photos of him on it. We're so thankful that there's organizations like this in our community that are allowing folks to adopt and then help facilitate, you know, any of these animals and creatures of any kind get to the homes and be happy where they should be. So if we could all be more like dog rescues, I think the world would be a better place.
That's a good idea. You know how I feel about dogs. I have cats, dogs, hamsters.
Yep.
My father had pigeons all his life for 60 years. So we've always had animals crawling in our house. Mm-hmm. Corey, thank you very much. Corey Sebastian, who is our alderman for the 15th Aldermanic District, and she's running for election again April 1st. April 1st is the election, and go to your polling place and vote. If you don't vote, don't complain. you lose your right to complain if you don't vote. And good luck to you.
Thank you so much, Don. It's always a pleasure. The mornings are not my favorite, but seeing you makes it a lot better.
Oh, look at that. All right. I can't vote for you. I'm not in your district, so that was wasted.
Hey, I love you anyways, man.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Alderman Corey Sebastian, and she wants your vote on April 1st.